Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Hey, Friday night in Lansing, Michael Cohen, producer James Platy on the board. Thanks for sticking around with us. If you have any feedback, send us an email. Our address, capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. Well, the Michigan Court of Appeals ruling today that the city of Detroit violated its clear legal duty by blocking an effort to put a proposal legalizing marijuana on the city ballot. That could mean the voters in the Motor City may vote on the measure as early as this August. To find out what that would mean, I'm joined by Tim Beck. He's the chairman of the Coalition for a Safer Detroit, the group behind the ballot proposal effort. Tim, thank you very much for joining me.
Oh, my pleasure. Glad to be here.
So this is an interesting situation. Now, apparently the city was very much against, or at least the Elections Commission was against, this proposal moving forward. So what exactly occurred? This was in 2010 when the initial effort happened, right?
Yeah, they were, again, the city of Detroit, it's a strange kind of entity. You just never know what the heck they're going to do. And it gets discouraging over time that in some respects the rule of law simply does not exist in the city of Detroit, especially if it's something that certain players don't like, like the Election Commission, which is composed by Charles Pugh, head of the city council, the corporation council, Crystal Crittenden, who reports to the mayor of Detroit, and the city clerk, Janet Winfrey. And they just blatantly said, the equivalent of FU, we're just not going to put it on the ballot. We crossed every I, we dotted every T, we got almost double the amount of signatures needed for this to qualify.
How did they justify this decision? I mean, you got the signatures, you followed the process as it was required. What did they say was the reason for not allowing it on the ballot?
Let me put it this way. If you've heard the expression junk science, there's another expression called junk law. Okay, and what they did, they took a case called the Llewellyn case, which goes back to the late 60s, and they it was a case that involved when the state Supreme Court or U.S. Supreme Court said that, for lack of a better term, pornography is not illegal. All right, so the city of East Point decided, some citizens there, conservatives, decided to have their own ballot initiative banning pornography, even though the court, said that, it can't be banned. Well, that was kept off the ballot. Mm-hmm. And the essence of that case was that no municipality can make a law that is, contrary to state law, and no city can make or prohibit something that the, state law allows.
Well, isn't that what we have here? I mean, we certainly don't have legalized marijuana in
Michigan. No, it has nothing to do with that. And I'm trying not to be too legally technical here, uh-huh. Okay? But the deal is this. The city of Detroit is a special situation in the sense that they, like Flint and Ferndale and a number of other cities, have their own anti-drug laws on the books. They created them themselves through city ordinance, and they did that in order to capture fine money. So that fine money from drug busts will go into their pocket, not the state. So what we did, we simply changed city ordinance to grant an exemption for possession or use of an ounce or less of marijuana on private property by somebody over the age of 21. And so, in other words, that would not be against city law, but the city police, of course, would be able to enforce state law. So anybody would have to be charged under state law in Wayne County Circuit Court.
I see. So in a sense, you could certainly get into a lot of trouble for having marijuana in your possession. So is it basically just a matter of not providing the city with money in these situations?
Well, let me put it this way. The whole point, why we are doing what we're doing, is ultimately we believe marijuana needs to be taxed and regulated and legalized, if you will. Okay? So this is the start of that of a long-term struggle. Let's put it that way. To some degree, this is symbolic. It's not totally symbolic because we are, changing the law, but we are going to send a message, to the rest of the world that we folks need to wake up and get rid of these antiquated, kinds of policies and laws that are absolute failures. Prohibition just don't work. Forget it. It's nowhere.
But the perception then that a law like this would allow for people to smoke marijuana in Detroit without too much concern is an incorrect one.
Well, look, it's up to the city. You know, we have the right, you know, they have the right to change, you know, we have the right to change the law. So if people want to think that, yeah, fine. And it's likely that it will be true in this instance, because there is no value, there is no longer any monetary value for the city of Detroit to go after low-level marijuana users. And in reality, hopefully, they will focus their attention on other forms of crime, which we have plenty of. Let's put it that way. That's the whole point. And again, yeah, if they want to charge somebody and go to Wayne County Circuit Court, fine. And, you know, there's another scam, too, that goes around in Detroit, especially, where if you get found with even a tiny amount of marijuana, they'll just seize your car, okay? And they'll hold it for ransom. And if you don't have $900 to get your car, well, you're screwed, boy. I mean, that's the equivalent. That's the reality. So we want to kind of put an end to that particular scam also. That's part of the what we're also attempting to do.
I'm talking to Tim Beck. He's the chairman of the Coalition for a Safer Detroit. Do you expect an appeal to this decision? I mean, this could very well end up at the Supreme Court, could it not?
No, I don't think so. I mean, of course, anything's possible with these people in Detroit, but I don't think they're going to waste their time. I, you know, the fact is, and if we lost, we would have appealed. But this is pretty much airtight. I mean, this is a very strong opinion. Henry Saad is a very, very conservative judge. Okay. You know, he's reflective of others, you know, on the, you know, the, some others on the state Supreme Court. And he's, in this case, the law is on our side. It always has been airtight, you know, in my opinion. Elizabeth Gleicher, she was appointed by Granholm. She's a so-called liberal and all that. Jane Markey, well, hey, she's the dissenter, and I understand she's seeking the Republican Party nomination for a state Supreme Court. So what does that tell you?
So now, this proposal will end, will be on this on the ballot this August in Detroit.
Well, the rule, we believe so. Now the city has two choices, unless it's overturned by the Supreme Court. They can either call a special election. They have the right to call a special election just for this issue, which I highly doubt that they will do given their current financial troubles. If not, they have to put it on the ballot in the next scheduled election in the city of Detroit, which would be the August primary.
And
it's airtight.
And the effect of this, if it does get passed, would be that that basically, when Detroit police find someone with marijuana on them, that they have to just pursue them with state law rather than the city.
Yeah, that's correct. And in fact, most of them, a lot of them, just don't even want to deal with these kind of nuisances. So it'll allow them a choice. Okay, so, you know, they, if they want, they can just uphold the city law, which is what we think that they will do. And we've gotten no opposition, you know, from the Detroit police on this issue, period. It's only people that have a certain ideological and, you know, perhaps, you know, religious or whatever, you know, or political bent. We have gotten no blowback. From the Detroit police on this.
What about those that are concerned about the recreational use of marijuana? We've seen the Attorney General make it clear that when Michiganians voted for allowing medical marijuana, they did not plan for hundreds of thousands of residents to be smoking. This was meant to be for those who are extremely ill. Don't you think that most residents of Detroit and in the state don't want to have marijuana as a recreational drug available for everybody?
No, I totally disagree with you on that one, Michael. Polling now indicates this is nationwide. There's been substantive polls. The level of support for legalization of marijuana is 50%, okay? And depending on where you live, it's even higher, okay? Depending on what demographic, you know, you're in. And we expect this to pass overwhelmingly in the city of Detroit.
Although in California, we saw that proposal fail when the state attempted
to... It failed because, again, the poll numbers were not there. You don't run a ballot initiative when you got roughly 50% support, because when the attack ads start, your numbers don't go up, they go down. We believe we are well ahead in the polls that we have, and we will win. And we did this in the city of Kalamazoo just this November. We got a local ballot initiative that made possession or use of an ounce or less of marijuana the lowest law enforcement priority of the city of Kalamazoo, and it won with 66% of the vote.
Finally, there is now an effort to legalize marijuana in the entire state. So that could end up on the state ballot in November. Mm-hmm. What do you think the realistic prospects of that being voted through?
I think that's going to be tough. And I'll say that because, again, it's a situation similar to California. When you take the entire state, okay, and you balance it all out, the support for this, there was an Epic MRA poll that came out. It showed really only 45% hardcore support. And, you know, again, I'm not as optimistic. See, again, in people's mind, there's a difference between full legalization and versus the concept of not paying attention, not wasting resources on petty crimes like small-time marijuana possession. Forget it. Move on. Let it go. Find real criminals to deal with. But when you're talking legalization, that conjures up thousands of marijuana plants. It conjures up, oh my God, it's gangs and, you know, so on, and then all this hysteria. Okay. So there's still, in the public mind, there's a dichotomy. Okay, between full legalization and making and decriminalization of small amounts of marijuana.
I see. Just
that's the difference.
Just a minute now, but the court decision on medical marijuana and dispensaries had a huge impact here in Lansing. Basically, all the dispensaries, the vast majority of them, closed down. What is the effect in Detroit? Are there dispensaries that are still selling medical marijuana in Detroit?
Yeah, there are. There are. And there's ones in Genesee County. You know, that is another one. There's a lot of them open there, Ann Arbor. See, the deal is this. The local prosecutor is basically king or queen or whatever in their county. They determine law enforcement priorities, okay? And apparently, you know, Stu Dunnings, good guy, but I think there was a lot of pressure on him from Schutte, you know, and legislators, because they just didn't like the scene along Michigan Avenue. Okay, that's what really, they hated that.
But in Detroit, you're saying it's a hands-off policy.
Yeah, it's a hands-off approach. There's just no, you know, there's so darn many other problems.
Certainly.
Law enforcement in the city of Detroit that this kind of thing, and it's crazy. And, you know, there's buildings that were abandoned that weren't open. Now they're open, and they're serving as well-regulated, you know, dispensaries and so forth. And, you know, the Wayne County prosecutor, basically, it's her call. And there's just a lot of other crime in Wayne County, and it seems to me that Kim Worthy basically decided that is not going to be a priority of her scarce law enforcement resources.
Well, that certainly makes sense. Tim Beck, chairman of the Coalition for a Safer Detroit. We may very well see this initiative on the August ballot in Detroit to legalize marijuana there. Tim, thank you very much for joining me.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks.
Mike.
Coming up next is